And the Bible says in verse 29, he spoke boldly in the name of Jesus, disputed against the Hellenists, but they attempted to kill him. Again, they tried to kill him. When the brethren found out, they brought him to Caesarea and sent him up to Tarsus. 3 years ago in Damascus, they tried to kill him. Now, 3 years later in AD 38, when he started preaching, remember, he was called to be a minister and a witness of God to Gentiles, kings, and the children of Israel. When he tried to start his ministry, the only results he got was they wanted to kill him. And so he was sent back all the way. The Bible says in Acts chapter 9, in verse 30, they brought him to Caesarea and they sent him back to his hometown. It's a Malay expression that we have. We call balik kampung, right? Send you back to your little village. Send him back to his hometown, Tarsus. And you never hear about him again for 9 years. Ooh, 9 years. So some of us, when we look at the Apostle Paul's life, we say, he had an easy life. He just, got against God and then got born again and wah, bam, he was a super Christian. He had 3 silent years in Arabia. Every time he tried to minister, the only thing he got was stones and persecution. Because his time had not yet come. And the time has not yet come can be a long time. 3 years in Arabia, about 9 years in Tarsus. Put that together, it would be what I call Paul's 12 silent years. And then Abraham had his 12 silent years when he had Ishmael. This is Paul's 12 silent years in his early Christian life. What was he doing? I'm sure he was spending a lot of time with God. I'm sure he was doing a lot of praying. I'm sure he was doing a lot of Bible study. I'm sure he was doing a lot of preparation. What can we learn from the Apostle Paul's life? We see that we need to go after God 110%. If you want something out of your life in God, go after God 110%. You want dramatic things to happen to you, good dramatic things to happen to you, go after God 110%. And I challenge you, you go 110% after God for 3 years, dedicate yourself, and if nothing happens, come and see me. I give you some drama. Bring you along to some crusades. You will have dramatic things happen. No doubt about it. Secondly, there is a time of preparation for every Christian life. It could be 3 years, could be 12 years. There is always a time before God starts using you, before God fulfills His dreams and visions He has for you. You say, but God, I had this vision. But God, I had this dream. But God, I had this prophecy. It took Paul 12 years before it began. How long will it take some of us before it began? Only God knows. There's always a time for a prophecy to be fulfilled. Always a time when a dream and a vision is to be fulfilled. But in the meantime, serve God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Go after Him. 110%. So the second thing we learn from the life of Apostle Paul was, here's a man whom God chose to turn the world upside down. Jesus waited on God for 30 years. By 12 years, he was ready to minister. But he submitted to his parents for another 18 years. Paul had knowledge. He was a grown man. If Paul were, let's say, 35 years old when he met the Lord, at the end of 12 years, he would be 47 years old. I don't know whether that encouraged some of you or discouraged some of you. He was still 47 years young. If Paul, most people think that he was about 40 years old. If Paul was about 40 years old, by the time his ministry started in Acts chapter 11, which was 12 years later after his conversion, he would be 52 years old. Still don't know whether that encourages or discourages you. Maybe I should talk about Moses who started at 80 years old. No, that's all right. But there is a time when God fulfills every dream and vision. Every prophecy is given in your life. If God has prophesied, and many of us, including myself, have prophecies standing over your lives, like Joseph's dreams, they are not fulfilled. Many of us have prophecies standing over our life. They are God-given and brought by God. Prophecies about what God is going to do in your life. Don't give them up. Keep spending time with God. Because when God moves, He moves suddenly. And things just fall into place. So we can learn a lot from the life of the Apostle Paul. We'll continue this in another time. Let's pray. Father, we just thank You for the life of the Apostle Paul. Father, he's a man that we do not know much except from what the Bible says. Yet, even though nearly 2,000 years of church history separate us from this man, we continue to be encouraged by the words and prophecies that are spoken, Lord, through his life unto the last day church. Many of our Christian doctrines, book of Romans, Galatians, Ephesians, Colossians, Corinthians, so much of Christianity and so much of the Christian world that exists today have their foundations in the revelation brought forth by Saul. And we know, God, as we look at his life, the reason why you choose him and use him. And Father, we ask, oh God, that you would stir in our hearts and our life, that we be a people of dedication, that we would dedicate our lives to you, Father, 110%. To whatever you have in our life. And that, Father, we would be patient. Also in the visions, the dreams, and the call that you have for our life. Because it took Paul until the fourth phase of his life before he stood before kings. A prophecy given to him on the day he was born again. We ask, O God, that you help us to work on the visions and dreams and prophecies that you have for our life in patience, knowing that there is a time and a day for all things to take their place. So we ask, O God, that while you give us a zeal to serve you, you give us a patience to wait on you, that we would only do those things that you open a door for us to do and to fulfill. We thank you, Father. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's all rise together.